a human potential coach. And essentially what I do is I help inspiring, driven, fun individuals to create a life that they love. Here's the thing though. We can often say that we want to have freedom, have a lifestyle, have an inspiring business, to have a loving relationship, to be, do, and have all the things. But if you don't believe it, especially on a subconscious level, it's not going to happen. So you can say all these things all day long, but it's your beliefs that are in control. So how do I, as a coach, help guide my clients so that their subconscious beliefs are on the same team as what they want? One of the key tools that I use is the Heart Freedom Method. So the Heart Freedom Method is created by Dr. Lee Jeannot. And the intention of it is to help release, dissolve the limiting beliefs, these stories, these fears, these illusions that you're unworthy of love, so that you can move forward, so that you can live the life that you want to. And one way to do that is actually to release the emotional reality that was created. So Pavlov is a Russian scientist, and he talked about conditioned responses or conditioned reflexes. And the truth is that you can have any type of conditioned response. So Pavlov conditioned his dog to have a physical conditioned response. So he would ring a bell, he'd bring food, and the dog would salivate. Eventually, he trained it so that he would just ring the bell, didn't even need the food, and the dog would salivate. So just like the physical conditioned responses, we can also have emotional conditioned responses. And the way we create these emotional conditioned responses, it could be something when you were younger and you saw something as good, or you saw something as only bad. And what happened is that emotion, that chemical reality, then got stored into your body, in your physiology. So now, when later on in life, when you're going to move to your dream house, when you're going to work with your partner, when you go to live the life that you'd love to live, it's like a button's being pushed. And it's not the bell, well, it could be the bell, but it's more the button, and you're reverting back to that same time, place, chemical reality of when you stored it, from when you were younger. And that's why often it could feel like you're self-sabotaging. That's why it could feel like you're not moving things forward and you're stuck. And it's because your subconscious mind in that moment created the story that it's not safe for you to move forward, or there's more danger than safety. There's more pain than pleasure. So that's why it's important to actually go back and release where that emotion was stored at a cellular level. Otherwise, what happens is you just keep recreating and reattracting similar occurrences until you learn to love the situation. So it's wiser to be able to lovingly release it, move forward, move through it, so that way you're not just moving over and over and over again, having the same occurrences repeated.